So Midio was founded back in 2005, and we were a video hosting provider for consumers. We went through a few rounds of funding and soon enough realised that actually most of the people using our service were small businesses and enterprises. And so in 2008 we revamped Midio as a content delivery service for the business and enterprise sector, but also providing content delivery services to a lot of agencies for large brands.
So what are the main problems you face as a startup operating in this space?
I think one of the challenges any startup faces is cash flow, whether you're VC funded, business angel funded, or just friends and family funded. You need to keep a close eye on your cash. And a lot of the time, the assumptions that you make about your business and the direction it's going turn out to be wrong. And so you need to be very flexible, both in terms of the decisions you make commercially, but also the technical decisions that you make. So when my head of development came to me and said, I think we should be considering a move to Windows Azure, this is going to give us huge flexibility and increased functionality for our customer base, but actually it's also going to reduce your costs by 75%, that's where my ears really pricked up.
So from an architecture and a product development point of view, Richard and I sat down and we were talking about some of the challenges we face, and currently a lot of those are to do with the magnitude of data that we deal with, and so that has always been an issue for us. It hasn't really been an asset, and I think when we looked at Windows Azure, we thought, well, hang on, the scalability there and the power that we could potentially have could turn that from being an issue into being an asset, into something that we could really provide more services to our customers. So when we came to Microsoft to talk about that, you know, Windows Azure is a new platform, and one that nobody really knows some of the things that we might come up against. So we've done this proof of concept 2 weeks in here at the MTC, working through some of those issues to see how we could improve the performance of our existing platform by taking it to Windows Azure, and also what potential that might provide us for building new services and products.
Okay, so one of the things that we wanted to bring specifically to the POC was the problem of log processing. And the trouble with a CDN is that we typically generate hundreds and hundreds of thousands of logs, and they typically run into many hundreds of gigs per day. So what we really needed to do was come up with a way that would allow us to process those faster, also extract a little bit more data, but also allow us to archive that for a longer period of time. So those are things that are actually quite difficult for us to do now for a long period of time. It's quite expensive, it's quite difficult for us to do very quickly. So one of the things that we actually focused on here was addressing the storage needs and addressing the processing. So how do we actually go about processing those into usable information that we can ultimately sell on to our customers? So we focused on a number of things. The first thing being primarily that we wanted to really address this issue of how do we take one log file and get from it the information that we actually need and parse that and process that and make that available. So the first thing we focused on was really optimizing that process. And one of the things we had to really do was focus on how we make that scalable. So for instance, if a customer has a very big live event and that produces terabytes of log data, we need to be able to scale very quickly our processor so that we can actually cope with that demand and we can still stick to the schedule of making that information available to our customers. We also need to focus on how we actually produce the changes in that information onto the database. So right now, we actually, in our current process, we would delete all of our statistics on a daily basis and then rebuild them from the ground up, which, as you can see, is probably a problem that increases in complexity as you go on. So we actually come up with a process whereby we actually detect a log file, process it, clean it, archive it, and then just process the changes onto the database, which of course means we actually store less data and we store more accurate data, we store more useful data. So the other thing we were able to do as well, which is actually quite an exciting feature for us, because we can't do this at the moment. We actually turn all of those different log file formats into something which we can actually distribute to our customers in a single format. So whether that's via our API or they come along and download it, they download it via FTP or we push it out to them. That's something that we can now do, and that's a massive bonus for us. So the other thing that really excited us was the potential to start geolocating statistical data onto maps. It's a problem that our customers continuously ask us for. They say, can you show us where our media is being delivered? Can you show us the most popular regions by throughput, by requests? And the short answer has been so far, not easily. It's very difficult for us to store that vast amount of information that is required in order to be able to produce those reports, and it's very difficult for us to actually then archive it and make it available historically. So Windows Azure Storage gives us the potential to throw all that information into the logs and archive it there indefinitely if necessary, and make it available in a really scalable way. So one of the things that we specifically focused on in the POC was the ability to search vast amounts of information very, very quickly. And the process that we actually came up with in the end resulted in about 10,000 searches of an IP range out of 3.4 million IP ranges in about a tenth of a second. So it was actually a really cool process.
So Richard, talk us through some of the processes you've got here, because you're grabbing Logfast from CDN at the moment, and you're doing some processing on those. We've made some modifications to how we're processing that. Talk us through the process that happens there.
Okay, so what we've got on the screen here is a very simplified version of the process that we now go through in order to streamline that process of obtaining the log files from one or more CDNs in one or more different formats. So that's a very important thing. I just want to quickly sort of go off on a tangent into. When you obtain log files from any CDN provider, you generally obtain them in very different formats. So we have, from one particular provider, three different log formats that we work with, from other providers, different log formats. So one of the things that we developed at the POC was a mechanism by where we could consume different types of log files from any number of providers and still stream those into our own proprietary format for rolling up onto our database.
So that's normalized logs that you have, which we're keeping inside of blob storage for
exactly
quite a long period of time.
Yeah.
And the cost advantages of that, taking it outside of SQL Server, for example, when you can keep those for a very long period of time, now, so years, potentially.
Absolutely. One of the things we actually do is store the raw data on blob storage and use just the roll-up data in SQL. So that is several orders of magnitude smaller than the raw data itself.
So the concept we started with was that we need to pick up log files which are being produced by the CDN on a regular basis. And we're picking those up and we're streaming them really into two separate locations. We're picking up into memory storage, really, because the log files themselves are actually only sort of hundreds of megabytes at most. And we can easily cope with that inside the storage system that we have just inside the regular worker nodes. And as we clean those files up, we end up with that information inside of blob storage. But at the end of that process, with that normalized information in memory, it's also a great opportunity to go and produce the SQL information, which is ultimately what you choose to report on.
Absolutely. I just want to touch on very quickly, it's the process of cleaning that data means that we're filtering out all the data that we don't want anymore. So we have this opportunity to store all the raw data onto blob storage, which is incredibly cheap and incredibly robust, but also just extract from it the essence, the things that our customers are actually interested in, and just push those changes into SQL Azure. And that gives us the opportunity, therefore, to run much more detailed reports much quicker and much more efficiently than we can currently do. Okay, so over the last 2 weeks, we've been working to produce a working prototype, potentially. Most of the work has been on the back end, on the processing side, and on the architectural side of things. But what we wanted to do was produce a visualization so that it was possible to see what was going on in the back end. And now's a good time to just point out that what we're actually demonstrating here is a very rough approximation of our stats dashboard that we would give to our customers. What's important to take away from this is that we can now go from one raw log file that we've just downloaded to useful, meaningful data in less than a minute. So for the actual time, the turnaround time, is orders of magnitude greater than it has been in the past. We're also able to strap onto that some location data. So as you can see, we've actually just started implementing Bing Maps integration so that we can start to overlay statistical data onto the maps with all the useful benefits that brings. And of course, it's now much quicker as well.
So this 2 weeks has been invaluable for us. Commercially for me, I wanted to know whether moving over to this new platform was going to be the right thing for us to do as a business. And I think that this week has given me the confidence and the proof, really, that both in terms of performance and affordability, Windows Azure has been the way to go.
I think from a technical point of view, we've been able to come along with some challenges. We've been able to prove that they work in the Windows Azure environment. We've been able to prove that they're actually really quick to develop, and it's a very fast development cycle. And what Windows Azure actually gives us is the opportunity to focus on our app as opposed to focusing on the infrastructure. And for me, as a developer, that's a massive bonus.